Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful pre-Veterans Day, Veterans Day Eve. Monday, November 10th, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9/11 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it. Because we have produced men like that. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we're going to salute today, thanks to our friend John Basiliga and one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, the men who have made us and kept us free, like George McCracken of Duryea, like Gerard O'Malley of Scranton, and James Barber of German, the United States of America, the country founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but it is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. This freedom, well, it couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, and all of these freedoms fought for and defended by our veterans. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and what a better way to start on Veterans Day Eve. I have the same reaction to that rendition of the national anthem by Whitney Houston as I did when it was delivered at the Super Bowl when we had troops in harm's way and ready to go to battle in the first Gulf War. And that's what she sang it. Unbelievable. Ah, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we're not going to be on the air tomorrow. It is a company holiday. And Bulldog, do we have last year's November 11th? Do we have last year's Veterans Day tribute? Find that so we can play it tomorrow. He's not acknowledging. Well, we'll talk about it later. In any event, that's what we're going to look for and try to play. Last year's November 11th Veterans Day program, because I believe we were here. If not, we'll do 2 years ago, but we'll figure it out. In any event, yeah, we're not going to be here tomorrow, company-wide holiday, and there wouldn't be anybody here to support the effort if I tried to come in. So we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. We're going to have a Veterans Day today with our music and commentary. And we're going to have a Veterans Day tribute on Wednesday as well with our music. So tomorrow can be sacrosanct and amazing. Somebody said, thank you for playing that Whitney Houston National Anthem. Isn't it? It's one of the best. There are so many great ones, but it's one of the best. Now, it's also, and the next song you'll hear, is the Marine Corps hymn. Because it is the 250th anniversary, or at least I believe yesterday was, 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing organization. It's crazy how good. They're just crazy good. And I'm not saying it because my uncle was a Marine and my son was a Marine. I'm just saying they are. And they've got the best dressed blues, period. Sorry. They've got the best dress outfits of anybody. So, we're going to have a special tribute today in addition to our normal tribute. Gerard Francis O'Malley. He was born, coincidentally, on November 11th, 1925. He's 100 years old tomorrow. And I know him, Mr. O'Malley. And he is great. And we're going to talk about him at 10:35 today, in addition to our two other veterans' tributes. So I'm beyond excited. I'm over the moon. Sadly, and I didn't notice this on Friday, my friend Pat Patty passed away. The bar owner, raconteur, north end of Wilkes-Barre. And I mean, I'm saddened greatly by the loss. He was a veteran. The good thing is we will have a veteran's tribute to him coming up at some point. Pat Patty died at age 87. And then devastating news yesterday. A friend of mine, Jack Kuchak, just a real character, just a truly, truly good guy. Jack Kuchak killed in an ATV accident yesterday. He coached at Dunmore High School. He was literally the driving force behind the annual event my brother Ron has celebrating his son, Anthony, and has raised over $500,000 plus for St. Joseph's Center. It reverberated around the county, that's for sure. In any event. Oh, Rodney, thank you, Rodney. Today is the 250th anniversary. They were doing so many things yesterday, I thought maybe it was yesterday. Thank you. Navy guy says, what is Source giving you guys Veterans Days off? Yeah. Yes, he is. He is, apparently. Tons Tavern, though, Rodney tells me. November 10, 1775. Let us take a break. Bob Cordaro, W-I-L-K, will return. We got a lot to talk about. It's Veterans Day 2025, and the shutdown may have ended. A couple more steps, but we'll take it from there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, I just get it. I'm in a lather today. This is in a positive way, in a great way. Somebody texts in, hello again, Bob. The tune for the Marine Corps hymn was written by Jacques Offenbach. You can find it in his operetta, Genevieve de Brabant. Don't know who wrote the words at the moment. Why is a bad Marine like a bad apple? Both are rotten to the core. Fred Duckman, a veteran. Oh, that is a... You don't get to listen. We're going to be playing a lot of that good stuff today. So the shutdown ends. And all that the idiot Democrats got out of it, the Chuck Schumer Democrat. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, I get distracted so easily, like an Airedale. Oh, a plane flying by. Look at this. I wanted to mention, and thank you, Mark Mayer, Hal Moore. That was the movie When We Were Soldiers. And I was thinking over the weekend, and I said, we've got to start the show with that. I had a montage regarding the shutdown, and then we were going to do Hal Moore, one of the hours. But instead, we start with Hal Moore, played by Mel Gibson, in a great movie, When We Were Soldiers. Good stuff. And then, of course, the Whitney Houston National Anthem. Now, happy birthday, Marines. Happy birthday, Marines. How fabulous. And these people think, by the way, the Mondanis of the world, they think that this just happened and it's theirs to use, this amazing country. It's theirs to use so they could seek power and pursue their ridiculous agendas. and that history can be ignored. But see, they don't understand and don't want to understand truth, fact, or reality. What they want to do doesn't work, Democrat Party, Mamdani. It doesn't work. It's proven over and over again. There are contemporary proofs of all of this. But we've got an Islamist slash left wing slash establishment, a group of people who are trying to tear this country down as we head into our 250th anniversary as a nation. You know what it takes to achieve the greatness the Marines have achieved over 250 years, to remain intact over 250 years? Navy guy says, Marine, my ass rides in naval equipment. Yeah. Bobby, why does the Army, Navy, and Air Force have service academies and athletic teams? The Marines don't. Well, the Marines are part of the Navy. The Marines are part of the Navy. We consider them separate, but they are part of the Navy. As that opening history moment explains. Somebody texts in, Bob, our voices were heard on Friday. Five moderate centers. No, this is Don. Donald. He said, our voices were heard on Friday. Five moderate centers got $1 million each. No, Donald, it wasn't $1 million. Your idea was beyond laudable. I thought it was great. But it appears the ice has broken. A total of 8 Democrat senators, which brings us to 80, because Rand Paul's voting against all of this as a Republican. And, you know, it was basically stop the madness. Some Democrats decided stop the madness. Now, what I'm interested in was if Chuck Schumer gave them a release, or if they said, you know, Chuck, you're worried about your own self-interest, your own next election, your own primary. We've got to save the country or keep it operating. Because we're going to barely have time to recover from a air traffic slowdown. Barely have time to recover for Thanksgiving rush and the rest of the holidays. So, amazing. So, in any event, we're going to the shutdown, and the process should be this. The Senate will vote. Now, remember, this is not the original bill that the House voted on. And so our guys, Bresnahan and Muser, are waiting. They're going to try to give them at least 36 hours notice to come back to Washington. And they've got to pass. Remember, it's not a done deal 100%. With their narrow margin, the Republicans have to pass in the House what the Republicans and 8 Democrats are going to supposedly vote on today or Wednesday. Remember, they're off tomorrow for Veterans Day as well. So today may be the Senate vote day. It might be pushed to Wednesday. And then at some point thereafter this week, the Republicans in the House will try to pass the same measure. Maybe they'll get more than one Democrat to join them. We'll see. We're going to see. I don't know, but you know, the procedure will happen. Apparently, the Democrats who have come to Jesus are solid in their position. Even a little needling, a little whatever. I heard Gene Shaheen on with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News this morning, or the Fox and Friends, and she was throwing her jabs. They will not admit that Obamacare has failed. and that $400 billion is what they want to send to insurance companies so they keep insuring people. Now, the interesting part about all of it is that it appears that the majority of people, and I don't know, they don't know about registration for the majority of people, but the majority of people who are going to lose the subsidies are in red states. And the reason for this is because the red states did not vote to allow Medicaid to be an insurance option for Obamacare. Interesting. So I think the Republicans are probably going to hold firm. There's not enough votes to continue these COVID-era subsidies and to pretend. There's not enough votes to pretend Obamacare works. It's a failure. It's an abject failure. And this will play out over the next couple of months. But this effort, remember, the original effort that the House voted on was through like November 21st or something. This, by the Senate, realizing what a waste of time to have a bill that ends November 20 in the November, it's January 30th it runs through. And that's why the House has to vote on it. It's basically a different bill. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our veterans tribute. We'll be back with the weather and more on the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, dutifully, loyally, patriotically, provided by our friend John Basiliga and his first company and his biggest, Eastern Roofing Systems. Headquartered in Jessup, they are the premier roofing contractor in the eastern United States. institutional, commercial, and everything else in between. And guess what? Living in Northeast Pennsylvania, we're lucky because they will do your roof, bringing all that expertise, all that pricing power to bear for your small building or your home. Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup. George McCracken. We lost him at just the age of 73, October 23rd. He was from Duryea. Born in Avoca, he attended Pittston Area High School. And before graduating, remember this, he proudly joined the U.S. Army, serving all of us during the Vietnam War. Following George McCracken's return from Vietnam, he worked in the construction industry as a heavy equipment operator. He retired from Eureka Stone Quarry after many years of dedicated employment. He was an avid outdoorsman. He loved hunting, but he loved his family time more than anything. George is survived by his loving wife of 25 years, Mary Miller McCracken. His three children, including a stepson. He survived by 8 cherished grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. His sister also survives him, as well as many other family members. Great legacy. George McCracken. Brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Ali Gallo. Today, lots of clouds, breezy with snowflakes, temperatures dropping, highs in the 30s. It's 37 outside the studio right now. This goofy dog made me, Chauncey, he made me go out at 2. What time? I had to go out at noon, or midnight, rather, and then again at 2. Anyway, and because it was raining at midnight, and so he only did half his business. And I said, I'm going to be back out here again. Anyway, it wasn't that cold, but temperatures have been dropping. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Snow flurries possible, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy. Lake effect snow showers and flurries. I'm not sure which lake. Winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. So a miserable day, Veterans Day, high 38. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Some snow flurries, low 25. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 46. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 48. When I saw the weather, I turned on the Giants-Bears game. And I think I've told you, I said that the coach for the Giants, who I really, really root for, he played football, as I did at my alma mater, University of Rochester. So I'm really rooting for him. But they're just the hard luck kids. In any event, I saw the freezing cold weather, and I said, it only takes a day to get here from Chicago, and so that's what we're gonna do. Hey, somebody texts in. If it's a failure, meaning Obamacare, what are the Republicans doing about it? They don't have enough votes. You don't have enough votes. And don't give me the bull spit. You've got control of the House and Senate. No, they don't. The Democrats just proved they have control of the Senate because we don't have 60 votes. All they do is blame with no action or plan. That's wrong. And it's a failure. I don't know. It disturbs me at an elemental level that you would defend something that failed. Why don't you admit that it failed? It has failed miserably. It's on life support. It needs $400 billion, which, by the way, don't go to people. It goes to the insurance companies so that they'll stay in these fake marketplaces that each state has set up. And by the way, getting rid of the subsidies is not as dire as everybody says. Now you got to do a little work for your health insurance. You got to do a little work, a little hustle. You call a guy like Bob Parker and you get it done. In fact, I got to talk to him myself because I'll be eligible. I don't know why Cutie brought it up this morning. I'll be eligible for Medicare in February when I turn 65. Crazy. Somebody says, regarding Obamacare subsidies, throwing more money at the problem solves nothing, another listener says. Paying people direct may give a bigger bang for the buck, but the system does need an overhaul. Well, it was never going to work. We all knew that. Any contention to the contrary was a lie to sell Obamacare, to sell more government involvement in health insurance and in our healthcare systems. Remember, when it fails, what do they always do? The establishment types, the Democrats, what do they always do? When some program fails, they ask for more. Look at education. Abject, complete failure since the federal government's been involved. So, but what do? Oh, give us more money. We don't have enough money. Right? They say somebody said this, and this is a good point as we go to break. It says, how come everyone but the veterans are off work tomorrow? I know, isn't that? They're never off of work. That's just what it is. That's why we love them. That's why we praise them. That's why we need them. We'll take a break and be back. Kate Smith, 1938 this date, she first sings Irving Berlin's God Bless America. You'd think it's so timeless, but it only started 1938. That was the performance on her own radio show on CBS Radio. Bob Carroll back with you on WILK on a Veterans Eve, Veterans Day Eve. My man, Mayor Jamie, checking in. He's saying happy Veterans Day. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Hey, let's go to, quickly, Mother Teresa for today. I don't want to forget. November 10th. I do not understand why some people are saying that women and men are exactly the same and are denying the beautiful differences between men and women. All God's gifts are good, but they are not all the same. You want to, fearless, without doubt, our beloved St. Teresa. Thank you, Mary Regina. Let's go to the blower. Let's get to Gary from Mill City. Hi, Gary.
Bob, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Thank you and God bless all our active service members and veterans. I heard somebody touch on it. Two things I read over the weekend that I didn't see a lot of media coverage on was President Trump's suggestion to subsidize the customer and health insurance rather than the insurance companies.
Yes.
And it won't be very popular, and the media isn't covering it, because obviously the people would love it. You'd have more choice, prices would come down, and there'd be competition for your business. So insurance companies and politicians and their families aren't going to like that, because the kickback money would be gone. Another story I read over the weekend, which I didn't see covered anywhere in mainstream media. The bomber on January 6th that supposedly planted the bombs
might be a former Capitol Police officer. Yep.
A woman that worked for, and no coverage at all. And I believe, and we had talked in the past on this, there were a couple bad actors, but this was all planned, all staged. Our government, FBI, politicians from both parties were involved in this. This is how they ran the election results through the electoral count. And we're getting close to blowing up the system and the corrupt actors. And if these people aren't put in jail, our system is dead, because these people over the last 10 years, and it goes back a lot longer, but once President Trump started running, and what our politicians and the political establishment has done to not only him, but this country, is disgusting. It's treasonous. And these people should be in jail for the rest of their life. Nancy Pelosi's, they had an article on her stock trading and her returns over her career.
They compared her to Warren Buffett. I saw that. She quadrupled Warren Buffett's returns.
And it's the problem is that the large majority of Congress is doing the same thing. They're just not as successful as Nancy is.
She has the most information. I know.
That is why nothing is being fixed, because the large majority of them are in on it. Once they get in, they must be shown the ropes on how to become rich, how to make your family rich. And the money back being subsidized right to the consumer for health care would, like I said, drop prices. A lot of probably 80% of politicians would be against it, because kickbacks would be gone. Jobs for their family would be gone. People better wake up. There's one man in this country trying to fix things right now, a handful trying to help him, and the rest are trying to drive this country apart and destroy it. Thank you for your time. Once again, thanks for the veterans and active service members.
All right, Gary. Keep holding it down in Mill City. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me that it's 10 o'clock and change, which means it's time for the news with Mark Nashko. And we got to talk. We got to hear from him. He's going to tell us what's happening. Then we'll come back. We got Monday Musings. And one of the things I tasked our friend John Perillo with was, what in God's name happened to Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens? Two people that I loved that I just can't understand what they're doing and what they're thinking. I just don't get it. We're going to talk about that, do a little discussion, a little back and forth. But all that on Monday Musings after the news with Mark Nashko.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.